I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, April 6th. The state may be interested in taking over the Quincy District Courthouse. The Norfolk County Commissioners will hold a public hearing on the proposal. It's set for April 19th at 4 p.m. in the Great Hall at Quincy City Hall. The state has previously said it wanted to tear down the existing courthouse and create a new justice center that would include the district court and the superior court. The state had suggested using the new parking garage across the street for the new justice center. But Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch strongly opposed that plan, saying the garage is already full. An earlier plan to put the courthouse at the Quincy Center T station was also scrapped. Koch says the state may acquire properties on the adjacent Foster Street to create a larger footprint for the new courthouse. Officials say the existing courthouse is outdated and inadequate for today's caseloads. Demolition is underway on a building that's been burned out in Quincy Center for over 20 years. The former Brothers Roast Beef at 1620 Hancock Street is being torn down after the city bought the property for just over $1 million last year. Fleming Brothers has contracted with the city to do the demolition, which is expected to take a few weeks to complete. The city included the property in the Quincy Center redevelopment area and hopes to sell it to a developer in the future. Adjacent businesses will remain open during the demolition. However, there may be some parking restrictions on Hancock Street. Improvements are coming to the beaches in Quincy Points this year. The Ward 2 Civic Association says a covered shelter will be added at Mound Street Beach for some picnic tables and some seating. And both Mound Street and Avalon beaches will get new tables and benches. Handicapped accessibility will be taken into consideration. A gate may also be installed at the Four River Playground for safety. State funds were acquired for those projects. Nearly 5 dozen first responders from the Boston metro area were surrounding train cars at the former Quincy shipyard yesterday during a training exercise in the event of a train emergency. Firefighters from Quincy, Weymouth, Cambridge, all getting ready for scenarios like a derailment. 5 freight train cars fell over in Ayer less than 2 weeks ago, with trash and recyclables spilling out onto the ground. There was a derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, earlier this year, with hazardous materials on board threatening the lives of thousands of residents in that area. Firefighters practiced with the equipment that they would use to rescue a trapped victim or respond to a derailment, like torches and the jaws of life. CVS says a computer network issue caused problems for customers picking up prescriptions yesterday. Many people in the region were unable to fill their prescriptions at the pharmacy. A spokesperson for the company said a computer outage briefly impacted some pharmacies. They say that they have resolved the network issue that briefly impacted some retail locations. Many impacted stores and pharmacies were able to serve patients through the outage. There's no word on what caused the network issues. Granite Telecommunications founder Rob Hale saw his wealth rise by almost $2 billion last year, according to Forbes' latest list of global billionaires. Wayfair co-founders Niraj Shah and Steve Conine lost their billionaire statuses amid the company's stock tumbles. Abigail Johnson, CEO of Fidelity Investments, is still the wealthiest person in Massachusetts, with a fortune of $21.6 billion, up from $21.2 billion last year. She is the 72nd richest person in the world, according to the list, a slight uptick from her 75th richest ranking in 2022. Abigail wasn't the only Fidelity Johnson to make the list. Edward Johnson IV and Elizabeth Johnson came in at number 352 and number 497 with $6.8 billion and $5.3 billion, respectively. Robert Kraft, owner of the Patriots, saw his wealth rise by $2.3 billion, from $8.3 billion up to $10.6 billion. vaulting him 98 spots up the list to 165 from 263. Rob Hale, founder and president of Quincy-based Granite Telecommunications, rocketed up the list this year, rising 417 spaces to 534th richest from 951st richest. Hale saw his fortune go from $3.2 billion to $5 billion, making him wealthier than New Balance chair Jim Davis, who lost $300 million from last year's $5.2 billion, making him the 552nd richest person in the world instead of the 490th richest, as he was last year. Eastern Nazarene College in Quincy Board of Trustees announcing the appointment of Dr. Colleen Durr as the school's 15th president. She succeeds Dr. Jack Canal, who announced that he will resign at the completion of his term this academic year. Durr currently serves as president of Wesley Seminary in Indiana. She's a native of Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Durr holds a Bachelor of Science in Christian Education from United Wesleyan College, Master of Arts in Ministry Leadership from Indiana Wesleyan University, and a Doctor of Education in Christian Education Leadership from Regent University. The owner of a Massachusetts driving school pleaded guilty to federal charges in connection with a scheme that involved bribing a Registry of Motor Vehicles employee to secure driver's licenses for individuals who didn't qualify. 61-year-old Estavio Semito of Brockton pleaded guilty to one count of conspiracy to commit honest services mail fraud. He was accused of paying a road text examiner at the Brockton RMV Center to pass driver's license applicants who'd either failed their road test or skipped taking it altogether. As a result of the scheme, the RMV issued licenses to individuals who didn't meet the requirements. The Office of Prosecutor Rachel Rollins says Semito paid the road test examiner at least $17,000 in bribes. When he is sentenced in August, he faces a prison sentence of 20 years and fines of up to $250,000. Last week, a former manager at the Brockton RMV pleaded guilty to accepting money in exchange for agreeing to issue passing learner's permit test scores to applicants, regardless of whether they actually passed the test or not. Check business news this morning. Stocks are mixed. The Dow is up 80 points. The NASDAQ rose 129. The S&P dropped 10. Asian stocks mostly lower. The dollar was down. The euro also lower. And oil at $80 a barrel. In sports, Pittsburgh beat the Red Sox 4-1. Boston heads to Detroit at 1:10 this afternoon. Celtics downed Toronto 97-93. That series continues tomorrow night at the Garden at 7:30. Tonight in Boston, the Bruins host Toronto at 7 o'clock. The National Weather Service forecast for today: clouds and some scattered showers, but mild, high in the low 70s in some locations, cooler at the coast. For tonight, clearing, low of 39. Sunshine tomorrow, high 57. Saturday, sunny 50. Sunny 50 on Easter Sunday. For the boater, waves about a foot. Wind out of the southwest becomes southeast later today at 5 knots and a high tide at 12:32 p.m. Sunrise, 6:18. Set at 7:15. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, April 6th.